Hi, my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say.
Okay.
I know.
Right. It is funnier than it should. I mean, you've done that before, though. You've done that before. Hi, my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say I'm named Nikki.
No, it's not. It's... Hi, my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say.
Yeah, that's... just do that forever.
Wait, do that again?
All right, you just do that. It's like a loop.
Do it one more time, Nikki.
Hi, my name is Dickie, and I'm here to say my name is Nikki, and I'm here to say.
Okay, well,
keep going. You gotta keep
going. I'm here to say my name is Dickie, and I'm here to say. Welcome to Splitting Hairs with Matt.
No.
Stupid.
Stupid. You ruined a stupid joke by making
making a stupid joke that was funny by making it stupid and not funny.
Go figure.
Are you recording on your end, Nikon?
Shit.
Thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
As usual, I'm Max.
I'm Nikki.
I'm Nikon.
And together
we're Max, Nikki, and
What do you think of this as a bit idea?
It was experimental.
I wanted to try this as a bit, but it'd be a little hard to get like the right note as you're doing stand up. You know, like you would need to, unless you had perfect pitch, you wouldn't be able to do this. But you know, Nikki and I would start singing, you know, "Goodbye, My Coney Island Baby," and I'd play the bass part. You know, it's usually a barbershop quartet, but we'll just do it as a duo, and then. You know, goodbye, my Coney Island baby. Goodbye, my own sweet. Never gonna see you anymore. And then I go down so low, but it's like in the wrong key for me, and I can't hit the bottom note where I'm like, never gonna see you anymore, more, more, more. And then you kind of just keep doing that. More, 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 more.
You could try and then,
then you start back up again, and then the end... As if nothing just happened.
Right.
I don't know. I wanted to try that as a bit.
Try it with an open mic.
It'd be hard to get the right note so that
You did that.
Yeah, but I'm actually...
Never gonna see you anymore. More.
Oh, wait. Well,
I think the bigger challenge is ensuring that the audience will know that you're off key. Because it's so low... It might not be obvious to the average ear.
That's what I'm saying. Like you would need to be low enough where it is apparent. Maybe you know what I mean.
Well, I think it needs to be in the mid range.
Let's say if it went never gonna see you anymore, more, more, more.
Like I could kind of point down like more, more, more.
Yeah, that's funny. More. That's funny. I'm laughing.
And then what about this joke here that we came up with? This is my impression of if Freddie Mercury was from Louisiana. Well,
okay, this is a totally different bit. I was trying to relate to something we were just doing. That's why I mentioned it. But
now I got to hear this.
Okay. Just got to get right. Just got to get right out of here.
Yeah.
No, it's more like, just got to get right. Just got to get right out of here.
Yeah.
I made that up.
Oh, that goes in like the stupid but hilarious category.
Okay.
But
I think we're going to try that on our next show. Yeah. I mean, it is stupid for sure.
Well, not stupid necessarily, just like it's silly.
It's silly. Silly. Sure, silly stupid is what I mean by that.
But I don't even think stupid because the reason I'm walking back stupid is because I don't think everybody's going to get it. Not anybody. I don't think everybody's going to get it.
Oh,
not everybody... Yeah, you know, was...
I kind of did. Max did it better. Yeah. It should be.
Yeah. I mean, it's like objectively a funny sounding.
Right. Thing, well, so. You know, that Simpsons episode where they do the spinoff showcase.
Yeah.
And like, Skinner and Chief Wiggum are in
Skinny
the,
Boy.
Skinny Boy and Chief Wiggum, they're in New Orleans and they're facing this. The villain is. His name is Big Daddy, and he's
right.
sort of talks like this. You see? It's really funny, actually. Anyway,
there is something about a, you know, somebody from the bayou kind of sound. It just sounds funny, you know? I mean,
it does sound funny.
Actually, speaking of
which.
But
don't take our word for it.
I mean, I did. So when I used to work at this jazz club in San Francisco, and one of the performers one time, I forgot her name, but she's like known as the queen of something like
queen. No. She's.
She's like a really big name in New Orleans.
Queen of England.
Oh, no, she's a big.
Queen Elizabeth.
I know it's on the tip of my tongue right now.
Just worked at a jazz club.
She came to Yoshi's.
Yoshi's in the Fillmore.
I can't remember. God, it's on the tip of my tongue, but anyway, her husband though,
Irma,
that's right. Anyway, you know, blasphemy for us not remembering the name right now, but
yeah,
her husband though he had a really thick Louisiana accent, and he was just like, he was trying to get, you know, free, like we provided them with a lot of free food actually. But we weren't allowed to do free drinks, I guess, for some reason. And even though actually traditionally clubs pay more for food actually than drinks, like drinks don't cost as much, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Because I had worked at another place beforehand, and they said, "Oh, yeah, we can't do free food, but if you want to give a free drink on the house,
Irma Thomas.
Yeah. The sole queen of New Orleans. Anyway, her husband though, he do a job like this, you know, he's like. We got a little more over there. Like, we want to go to a break over there. We got a little drink. You want to talk a bag over there. You got to drink. And I was like, what are you saying? I don't know what you're saying right now. Anyway, it was just a funny situation. I don't know.
Anyway, you got doing all right, Neocon? Have a good week.
Doing all right. You almost called me Neocon.
Did you go outside yesterday?
Neocon. Sounds terrible. Neocon.
Yeah. I've been wearing a mask outside, which is just... so annoying, because I thought we were past the whole mask thing, but
well, it's a different reason for the mask.
Yeah.
For those who aren't based in New York and don't know what's going
on. Or actually just the Northeast, actually.
The Northeast, yeah, there's a lot of the wildfires that have been happening in Canada. The smoke and debris have been blowing down to the Northeast of the United States.
And New York City, yesterday at least, was... officially, for at least the day, had the most polluted air
city
in the
world,
world
actually,
by a lot. I actually was on my way to work yesterday, and the person above me called me and said, "Hey, we're canceling. You can just go home." I'm like, "Great! I just went outside for nothing." Anyway.
Oh yeah, I heard they closed all schools today.
They closed all schools today. I was supposed to do an event today for a school and. For this after school thing, or it was actually a before school thing, but anyway,
well, sorry you had to wear your mask, Neocon. Jeez,
I know, so annoying.
I've been wearing my mask occasionally outside right now because of, like, in spite of, forget about that situation with the smoke, allergies have been, or at least a few days ago,
right.
A week or two ago, it was really high, and I just, I can't.
Oh, that's something that happens. I went to the allergist a couple days ago.
What are you looking at?
I am allergic to so many things, it's crazy. It's a little depressing, but, well, we'll not dwell on that too much, but it is
pretty wild.
It's crazy how allergic I am to a lot of things. Anyway, should we get into station business, I guess?
Let's get into it.
Station business.
We have a show. Is this going to come out before that? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. We have a vintage. What are you looking at right there?
Vintage basement. Go on.
I don't know. He's looking at his email for some reason.
Because I want to look at what I wrote for Grammar Corner. Okay?
Oh, he wants to look up what I wrote for Grammar Corner. Okay. We have another Vintage Basement with Max and Nikki show coming up on Tuesday, right? On Tuesday, right? it will be at 7 p.m., right?
Yes.
7 p.m. at Young Ethel's in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York. Baby.
Young Ethel's.
Make sure to reserve it. It's free admission, but make sure to reserve your tickets.
Reserve
your seats right now. Go to maxandnikki.com and you can
you can reserve your spot now before they go away.
So yeah, you don't want that to happen. You don't want to get caught with your pants around your ankles.
And donations are welcome.
You also don't want to get caught between the moon and New York City.
Or maybe you do. If you do,
be sure to reserve your ticket.
Wait, hold on.
Be sure to have a little flower in your hair. What now? Mixing songs up.
Well,
what were you singing? What were you
when you
about?
Do get caught between
when you
the
go
moon
to
New York
San Francisco.
City.
Oh, I see.
when you do get caught in between the moon in New York City, the best that you can do is fall in love.
That's right. That's what it is.
That's what you're trying
not
to go for.
Not put a yellow flower in your hair.
The flower in your hair, that's a San Francisco reference to hippie culture, I suppose, right?
I think so.
Wait, what
yeah.
song were you referencing?
San Francisco. When you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear a flower in your hair.
What is this?
You don't know this song? What are you
saying? It's not I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
No. San Francisco by the Animals. It's by the Eric Burdon and the Animals, right?
Is it by them? No.
See, I mean, that's the version I know.
Wait, I thought it was by...
Yeah. Oh, no, San Francisco Nights. That's San Francisco Nights. When you're going,
I'm thinking of the Neil Young.
San Francisco.
Oh, I know
Scott
that song.
Scott
McKenzie. That's right. Yeah. But doesn't Neil Young cover that? Am I wrong about this?
He might.
San Francisco. He does do that song. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. Any station business for you, Nikon?
Nope. Remember my station business until I'm ready to get
we
back on stage.
We cannot mention Onus Optics.
No. And that we're going to have to wipe that from the record.
I know.
Sorry to say. Or maybe you can mention it, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, if you're interested in protecting your nose during the summertime, make sure to go to get your own pair of Onus Optics. Just look it up on Google because I'm not sure the exact website. I think it's onusoptics.com, but I'm not sure.
I guess we'll never know
unless you go to a previous
In the summertime, if your nose is...
But if you want to protect your nose from the rays of the sun and getting sunburned, go get your own pair of Onus Optics, huh?
All right.
That's Nikki's words, not mine.
Otherwise, they would have been vastly different.
You guys ready for Grammar Corner? Grammar Corner.
Seems like you are with your notes.
Well, I wrote this down because I... Okay, so here's the thing.
Oh, here
There's
we go.
Something that I don't like as a transition expression or phrase, even though it is allowable, I just think there's better ways of saying it. So the thing is, what's more?
Okay, you hear people say this a lot?
Well, I know. What are you talking about?
They say, so instead of saying furthermore or additionally or moreover, they'll say, what's more, you should go to
Often?
This.
Do you hear this?
I have been hearing it a lot, at least in the past weekend. I just think
that's not
a good... it's technically correct, but I wouldn't use that. It sounds bad.
I don't agree with this. It sounds like an infomercial.
What's more, I don't hear that very often, and I don't have a problem with it either, actually, myself.
Well, I just heard it on this TV show the other day.
What TV show?
Was John Mulaney on it?
No. It was actually this show that's on Max. Is that confusing? It's like, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean, Max? God, why do they take the HBO out of there?
Well, I understand why they changed it, because I can understand HBO thinking,
no, they should have just changed it to something else, not
no,
Max.
I get it. I get it. But I mean, like, I understand why the change occurred. I don't understand why they could have. Well, I get it, though, actually, because they wanted to retain people that weren't getting confused. Yeah, anyway, I understand it, but it was, you know, kind
okay,
of.
Okay, well, Max. Anyway, it's the show that Zooey Deschanel hosts called What Am I Eating?
Wait, ugh? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like Zooey Deschanel?
Can't stand her.
Oh, well, there you go, huh? Like the way we are with John Mulaney, not saying that we actually are. Like,
yeah,
that, not saying, not the saying that
we are with John Mulaney.
No,
she's my John Mulaney.
I used to really like her, but I can understand how she kind of sort of became, in some way, a parody of herself in a way. But
what about Emily Deschanel?
I don't know much about her.
She's in that show Bones.
Well, then I definitely don't know anything about her.
I know,
other
but
than
I
that
think
she's in Bones.
I think she's very pretty, though.
A show I've never seen.
Yeah,
but, well, pretty, whatever. Pretty.
Anyway, Zooey Deschanel hosts.
I think she's beautiful.
It's actually a new show on Max called What Am I Eating? And it's interesting dives into, like, knowing about different foods, like fruit, like organic fruit, and if it's necessary to eat organic, it's if it's worth it, and
what does it just because something says organic, does that truly make it that great? To
right,
actually,
and is it worth the price?
Sure.
And things like that. Every episode's a little different, and it's a little interesting. It's kind of interesting, actually.
Sure, but you
but
should always
she
take
said
these
she was she's explaining certain facts, and she says, "What's more, this so on and so forth." And I
think
don't like
you
it. That
also,
is like the only
I think
context
you have a latent Zooey Deschanel problem and not a What's More problem.
No, that's not right. I actually, well, I used to have kind of a, she was a celebrity crush for me. You know?
Well, we all did, but that's like part of like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway,
we all did, but
you
started
think,
hating her at a certain point.
Yeah, yeah, at a certain
you
point.
You despised
I think,
her.
It's not that I hate her, obviously, but it's like I'm just if I never see that smile again, you know, it'll be too soon. it's just annoying. It's annoying. I can't explain it.
I don't hate her, but if I never see that smile again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah, well, I think it is because so one of you said she's kind of just become a caricature of herself, or she did at some point. I don't even follow her to know whether she's come out of that or not.
She has come out of that. She in the show, she seems less like maybe she once was.
Sure, sure. I think
well,
just
hey, look,
peak,
that
peak new girl. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
No, I know what you're saying.
New girl, more like
I can't do it.
New girl, more like old girl. Actually, it's been done.
Whoa, ageist over here.
No,
yikes.
I don't. Just kidding.
Yikes.
I'm not saying that. You guys are saying that.
all right. Well. Okay, Nikki.
So
another thing
it's
that
it's technically right, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think you should. It. I would take furthermore or moreover or additionally over what's more any day of the week.
Uh-huh. You know what I think? I think you wouldn't have a problem with much more if she. I'm guessing she's used it more than once.
No, it wasn't. I heard her and somebody else use it in the past.
Gotcha. Because I was gonna say maybe your problem. And again, not to tell you what your problems are. Maybe the key is variety. And so throwing in a what's more every once in a while, if you're doing other, if you're doing a moreover or a furthermore, whatever.
No, I don't. I'd agree with you. I just think technically, yes, it's correct. I looked it up to make sure, but it sounds wrong to me. What's more, that just sounds weird.
Yeah,
I don't like
right.
it. I don't
all
agree
right.
with this at all. Actually,
I as most of the time, I don't. It doesn't bother me, but I'm here to hear you. And
I am not even here for that one here. Actually, I gotta say this is
problems,
like
any problems that you guys have.
Grammatically speaking, I think
we don't have to force it. You don't have to force it.
No, I got nothing right now.
I did see just, you know, maybe an hour or two before we started this episode. I mean, I know we've already talked about it, but it was just funny to see it was on Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey wrote something on Instagram, and he said, join for the final episode of the Hans and Franz reading of this the movie script of Hans and Franz, the movie, join Conan O'Brien, Kevin Nealon, Robert Schmeigel, and I.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you?
Oh man, I catch it all the time. I caught it yesterday.
Is it Schmeigel or Schmeigel?
It's Schmeigel. Why do you always say Schmeigel? It's Schmeigel.
Schmeigel is just better sounding. It's more fun sounding. Schmeigel.
Yeah.
Schmee. It's Schmee, Schmee, right. But I like Schmee. It's Schmee. Well, I think it's Schmee.
Well, he does say Schmee, doesn't he? No?
No, he says Schmee. Schmee's me. Schmee's me.
It's a funny movie, I gotta say.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
People talk down about it, and yes, Julia Roberts is really annoying in it, for sure.
Nobody but Steven Spielberg talks down about it. Nobody I've ever talked to has been like,
Siskel and Ebert didn't like it either.
Oh, Siskel and Ebert, those old farts. Are they both old farts,
for sure. I watched a review of theirs recently that I was like, you guys are so wrong. You guys just
But that's the job. The job is to throw out an opinion and people either are energized by it because they agree, or they're energized by it because they're like, you guys are so wrong, it's infuriating, but that's the point.
But their biggest misstep was how they negatively reviewed The Big Lebowski. They totally didn't get the humor, and they're like, that whole scene where he's flying through the sky, he's like, I guess this is supposed to be some callback to Superman or something. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
I gotta watch that because that sounds absurd.
So dense. I mean, what he's
are you daft,
on a trip.
Man? Yeah, he's clearly.
Are you completely daft, man?
It's so easy, so obviously a dream sequence,
right? Well, he's hot. Yeah, he's tripping out.
He's not even tripping out. He got knocked out, didn't he?
No, he's tripping out.
He was drugged.
He was drugged by.
Whatever. We don't split hairs, or do we?
Well, we do.
Speaking of splitting hairs.
Okay, let's get on with the subject at hand. Do you have a subject at hand, Nikki?
Well, we mentioned it last week. I think we should do it. Is public schools versus private schools?
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I like that.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
I had one. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but. Love at first sight. Do you think that's a real thing? You know, anyway.
No, I don't. Well, I think, Yeah. Well, do we want to talk about that?
Well, I don't
Wait,
know.
Did you?
Do we want to talk about. Because we only have half an hour.
All right. So, okay. Yeah.
Did you not want to do public school versus private school?
No, we can. We totally
can.
Yeah,
we could do that. That's fine. Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
do it.
I just don't know what. I don't know what to argue for.
You don't know what to argue for?
Yeah, because...
Really?
Well...
Oh, it's very clear to me, but...
Well... Sort of, actually.
I could take the side of the opposite.
That's what I mean. It's like, what's a... Well, okay, well, here's the other thing. Are we talking about, given the state of society today, should you put your child in public school versus private school? Or are we saying... In general,
well, we could bring up both points, I guess, in the debate.
Okay. So obviously, Nikon, you were the moderator last time, so you will not be this time. Nikki, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to be the moderator? Or do you want to be arguing in this?
No, Nikki should argue. Well, what stance do you want to take?
Nikki?
Well, Nikki, because
I mean. I tend to want, you know, support going to public school over private school for sure.
Support it. Okay.
And I would, if I had children, I would put them in public school. Yes.
Okay. Max, do you feel especially differently?
Personally, I would have them go to public school. Yes. But I can see,
I can make arguments for private school too,
of course, you know,
What about you, Nikon?
It's so depends on where you're living and all that kind of stuff. So I don't feel strong. It's not that I don't feel strongly about it. I obviously want to live. I would rather live in a society where we had as strong a public school system as possible. But I don't know that that's what we're arguing. So I can. Why don't I just take the side of private school?
Okay. Well, so what do you want to do? You want to argue
the evil bad guy? Evil rich, capitalist.
The private school.
Oh, this really goes against, because I like really can't stand libertarianism. So it's really like that more. That's what I feel more than anything on this topic. So, but you know what? Let's do it. I'm up for the challenge.
Okay. Well, do you want me to argue for private school? I will if you want me to.
No, I'll do it. I can do it.
Okay. It's almost like arbitrary that we don't even feel this way. I mean,
well, no, because
I can see good points for private
arbitrary
school.
Because
but it's good that you feel
always,
passionate,
right? It
about
is always
public.
Good. Yeah, it's always good to play devil's advocate. That's what people should be doing more in politics. Is, you know, try and, to argue the side that they don't agree with, actually, to see if there are valid points that one could make on the opposite, on the opposing side, because.
Very good, Max. Is that a public school education? That, you know, from
I don't know. Sure. Well,
it
that's,
is. Actually.
That's another argument there, actually, particularly with. Oh, by the way, okay, public school versus private school. Is this including at the university level as well? By the way, just to, you know, define our terms a little bit before we start.
Well, that's so different. I would
that's
say
very different,
no.
Yeah.
I would say K-12, and I'm saying that because. The current state of things.
Yes. Yes. The current state being
so much of it is depend. So much, you know, so much of your future is riding on the brand name of whatever credential you're getting. That I wouldn't I wouldn't judge someone for choosing
a private school.
You know, Harvard over Cal.
Sure. Well, right. I think also part of it is, especially with the current state of things, public schools. The UCs are like 12, last time I checked, it was like 12.5% public, really. And actually they're getting from, you know, the funds that they get are mostly from, you know, private things, actually. Not,
sure,
you know, anyway. So,
contracts.
All right, K-12. All right, Nikki, you'll argue this, are you sure? Yeah? Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'll be moderator.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Nikon, go ahead first. In favor of private schools.
Yeah, I'm a big private school guy. No, actually, okay. So I want my argument to be earnest and to come from personal experience. So I myself went to public school all the way through K-12 and college, UCSB, go Gauchos.
What a mascot too, Gaucho.
I know, Gaucho. Yeah, anyway, you have to like explain.
There's like a restaurant that in Los Angeles called Gaucho Grill.
And also, is that like, is that appropriation? Like,
I don't even know.
Like,
what
is a Gaucho
isn't it the
again?
Same? No, I guess it's not the same.
Isn't it? Is
a Gaucho
is something
a,
like a bullfighter?
It's an Argentinian. It's an Argentinian cowboy.
Cowboy, yes, okay.
Not just any cowboy, an Argentinian cowboy.
No, right. No, Gaucho Grill is an Argentinian restaurant.
Oh,
there
you go. Checks out.
Oh, no. Lala's is also. Wait, are they both Argentinian?
It's actually
my opening argument timed.
Just, okay, this will go into the grammar corner section. It's actually Argentine, not Argentinian. Just so you guys know.
Oh, that makes me think of a grammar corner for next week, but we'll save it for next week.
You can't say Argentinian food? I say Argentinian.
Are you sure, Nikki? I think you're incorrect.
I think it's
this.
Either way. I think either, which is correct. Okay, which is correct, Argentine or Argentinian?
Or is it
ultimately
Argentine?
Argentine.
Oh, you can say either. Wait, if they wish to honor the original Spanish and reference the golden era of Argentina, they can use Argentine. If
I wish not
to adopt
to do
the
that.
New suffix for ease, they can use Argentinian.
That is what I wish to do.
Well,
that's
disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. It's not overtly disrespectful. None of this is my opening argument.
Anyway, Argentine food. or Argentinian food is very good, by the way. I like it.
Oh, it's great.
They're all about
steak. Also, by the way, Santa Cruz banana slugs is their that's their mascot.
Who's got the worst of the UC
banana slugs? I think we have the best one, the Golden Bears.
The Golden Bears is pretty good. UCLA's is pretty pathetic. They're baby bears. They're just little baby bears.
But it's called Bruins, though. That's kind of a cool
name. Is a Bruin a baby bear?
It's a cool sounding name, but it's a baby bear. It's a baby version of what you guys are.
That's true.
Well, they are. They'll always be our little brother.
And I don't know what Riverside's is.
What about Merced?
Hold on. Merced. I gotta, as the moderator, I have to steer us back onto path here, on the right path. Your opening remark, and we are timing it right now. So let's.
Okay. All right.
We only have so much time. So.
So the Scotty Highlander. Riverside is the Scotty Highlander. Okay.
It's part of your opening remark. The Scotty.
And now I have to look.
Highlander.
Okay. Merced's is Rufus the Bobcat. It's like they just stopped. Anyway. Oh, no. That's their, like, okay. Okay.
No, that's their mask. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
There can only be one. Anyway.
Oh, okay. I thought.
Private school.
When did I say Highlander? Okay.
Did you not say Scotty Highlander? Is
that what it is? Yeah, but that was two mascots ago, so I completely just forgot.
Okay, come on.
I am the product of public schools, and then this is what you get. No.
Get that low attention span that you don't remember two mascots ago.
Short memory span. And look, I came out all right, but I think
like you're arguing against us.
I know, no.
About
I came
that.
Out all right, but I think
this is your opening argument too.
A couple things. I grew up in Marin County, which is like one of the better public school systems, and so my experience, I'm speaking from the experience of a very good system, and. You know, a place of privilege and blah, blah, blah. But I understand that most other public school systems in the country aren't as good as the one that I came up in. So I am kind of arguing in general, like I can't, I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but okay. But more importantly, I just think I would have taken school and education more seriously if I knew my parents or paying through the nose keep me there. I think just like everything about it, and who knows? It's a counterfactual, right? It's impossible to know. I think that I would have been a better student had I gone to private school. And I'm not saying the teachers would have been better or anything like that. I just think I personally would have been a better student and taken education more seriously.
Okay. So my opening statement, and it's hard not to listen to his opening statement and sort of rebut it a little bit in my opening statement. Max and I are also products of the public school system. The Los Angeles Unified Public Schools District. And
you didn't even say it right. Los Angeles Unified School District. Anyway,
that's what it is. Public school education, it's not, folks.
It's so big, and a lot of it is not good, actually. It's one of the worst public school systems in America, actually.
Can I say one thing? Is a little small tidbit of when I went to UC Berkeley, and I mentioned this to a couple friends that I was from I came from the LAUSD, and they said, I kid you not, one of them said, "You came from the LAUSD? That's like terrible." I was like, "Geez, thanks. Okay, I'm sorry."
Look, it's like, how are you still alive?
But by the way, it's so large.
It's the second largest in the country. Is it not only New York?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
largest in California.
There are good schools in that system. Our high school was not. But Max and I, or at least I, was a very good student. So it wasn't. If I went to private school, who knows what would have been the case, you know? I was actually, don't want to brag, but I was number 4 in my graduating class.
Where were you, Max?
I was number 10.
Okay. I think my main argument for public school is that, you just get more diversity.
Stop, sorry. Our a recording stop for a second. I just need to. Okay. And then, sorry, okay. Nikon, can you just repeat that? And where were you, Max?
And where were you, Max?
Max, did I say what I? I was number four in my graduating class. No big deal.
Bragger. Well, you already bragged about. You already said you were bragging. So okay. Well, okay.
And where was I, Nikon? Was what you were asking.
And where is? All right, from the top.
Go again. No, just go ahead. Go ahead. So stupid. It's like
Nikki. Where were you? I know. Okay. Nikki was number 10.
No, number four. Number 10? What?
Sorry, Max was number 10.
Wait, we didn't establish that yet in this recording. Hold on. Okay, I was number four. No big deal. And where were you?
And Max, where were you? This is not going to happen. We're not going to be able to recreate it.
I'm not editing any of this.
Good.
I was number 10.
Still very admirable.
But I think what you get out of public school system is...
If you're lucky, if you're exceptional... Sorry, you're still doing your opening. But
What you get out of a public school system is just more diversity, both racially, ethnically, culturally, and socioeconomically. And I think going to a private school, you're just not going to get that as much for the most part. I think that's cool. I'm not saying that I would want my children to go through this, but in our high school, there were riots between the Latinos and Armenians. And there were a couple times.
Only place in the world, probably.
There were a few times where we had to be locked into our rooms to wait for these riots to die down. But it opens your eyes to the problems of the world earlier on. And I think maybe that's a good thing. I studied abroad. I had a friend who went to UC Santa Barbara, actually, who I studied in France with. And she was from Idaho, and she had
Molly? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And she said she had never gone to school with a black person until she went to college. And granted, that might have also had to do with her going to school in Idaho. I don't know if she went to private school or not, actually. But I do think that if you go to private school, you're not going to be exposed to as much diversity. And I think that's a big deal. I think also going to a public school, even if it's not a good one, I do feel like it builds some character, actually.
Okay.
And
your education is what you make out of it.
I've got all these points.
Even though our high school wasn't good, we had some great teachers. Not every teacher was great, but we had a couple of really great teachers we looked up to. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been jotting down everything that I disagree with. So let's start from the end. So private school or school is what you make of it, right? Well, actually, jumping around here, everything you just described, Nikki, is from the perspective of I hate saying privilege, but someone who, yes, you are smart, you are exceptional, and so you are. So we shouldn't live in a world where you have to be exceptional in order to not have people like be in shock that you made it out of LAUSD, right? Like
No, you're totally right.
That's number one. That is a sign that something is flawed in the public school system, that you have to be the number 4 in 10 student in the school to get into Cal. And so
the number one, by the way, went to MIT. He's the only one that went to an Ivy League school, by the way, in our graduating class.
Well, there you go.
2 through 4 all went to Berkeley.
So back to when you're talking about it opens your eyes to diversity and all that kind of stuff. This is all coming from the perspective of how do I say this? Those Latinos those Latinos and Armenians who are getting into a gang war or whatever aren't seeking out diversity. Mm-hmm. It's not like something that you can like put on your resume and be like, hey, look at the diverse upbringing that I had. They're like, I don't know. I'm not articulating this correctly, but no, it's like,
I know what you're saying. It's because you went to public school.
It's like, why is it case in point? I don't know if this is founded at all, but it seems to me that liberal white people seek out diversity. And I don't know that the average minority family is necessarily seeking mm-hmm. diversity. What they're seeking is the same opportunities mm-hmm. that those white people have.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Private schools have scholarships. So, and that's its own set of problems. So like you can, yes, they're most private schools have offer scholarships, and it's for that very reason, because they want to bring in diversity. Mm-hmm. One of my ex-girlfriends went to a very like Milton Academy. I think it's like a very fancy public school in Boston, or private school in Boston. Mm-hmm. And a lot of her friends, the only reason they went there was because of scholarships. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, the whole what you make of it thing goes back to, yes, school is what you make of it. If you are lucky enough to have good genes and a family that sets you up to have the time and resources to study. Mm-hmm. And I am the opposite of that, right? I went to a very, a pretty decent public school, and I totally took it for granted. And I still ended up at a pretty good school, a pretty good college.
Whose mascot is the Gaucho?
It's the Gaucho. The Argentinian.
Oh,
cowboy. Yeah. Anyway, so those are my rebuttals.
Well, okay. I do think, though, that, look, this is a debatable thing and maybe a separate issue, but the idea of paying for education is somewhat, it is flawed. And
it's hugely flawed.
And I don't think that we should, by and large, nobody should have to pay for their education. So that's what makes private school it kind of just, I don't know, it just goes against ultimately what I believe in, what education K through 12 should be. But I do think, though, that, okay, we did study abroad in France, and everything is public there, right? All education.
That's not totally true.
Well, they have, no, Max, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they have specialty schools. Max, you're totally right. One of my homestay sisters, both my homestay sisters, they went to, I guess, paid. They went to private schools. Yeah,
I will say though, they generally don't. Even if they are paid, they generally aren't paying, not nearly as much as
sure.
Privatized schools here in the United States.
And the school, the public school that we went to. I mean, look, we took advantage of we took it for granted the fact that the UC system, the University of California system, is the best public school system in America. I know we're talking about college, but I don't know. You're going to talk about college. We shouldn't be talking about college in this situation.
Well, I want to respond to something you said just a couple thoughts ago, which is, shoot, I lost it. You were saying, you shouldn't have to pay for your education.
Yes.
But the reality is that we live in a society that is completely unequal, and where the top 1%, 10% want to position their kids in the best possible situation. And so they are willing to pay a lot of money. And so what if, knowing what we know about scholarships, what if it's set up such that the extremely wealthy are paying for their kids to go to school, and that is subsidizing the scholarships of the underprivileged to go to those same schools where they're getting the same educations, probably, you know, being a little outcast for getting their own scholarship, but still.
I mean, gosh, I'm just now thinking about all this, and okay, sorry, go ahead, Max.
I just want to say, but there, it's disproportionate, though. I mean,
no,
there's going to be a lot less people with scholarships, you know, going to the school. So in general, what happens is the people that have money are able to send their kids to a school that has a lot more money and a lot more resources, and then those kids get to go to a better colleges. You know,
and ultimately, it's just the exceptional of the underprivileged that are getting into those private schools on scholarships anyway. So
right.
We're not solving any problem. It's just, right. So you have to be exceptional to succeed.
I mean, it perpetuates this, you know, perpetuates the system.
I'm just thinking about this now, and this is a really deep topic, actually, more deeper than we're giving, than we're even. We're not even scratching the surface. Look, the schools that I teach in and the after school program, I teach at this high school, and it's really just it's in such bad shape, you know? I mean, these kids are in poor socioeconomic situations where their parents wouldn't even care to like think about sending them to private school, even if they could, you know? I mean, they really have to be lucky to just feel like I need to work my way out of this situation. You know, most of them are put in this situation and not thinking that way, you know?
Listen, if the argument is,
and the education at this, the it's so bare bones what they're required to do that it's not even setting them up for success in the real world. Not even setting them up for success at a community college, you know, they're just really scraping by, you know, and have to do the very bare minimum, you know.
It's gotta be heartbreaking.
It is. And a lot of the kids are not doing well even with the bare minimum requirements, you know. They have to repeat the grade they're in, you know. And so this is a bigger issue. I do think, yes, public school should be free, but there's just got to be. We just have to revamp the whole education system. I mean, there's something wrong, and it's hard. There's no one solution to everything, you
right?
Know?
And I think it has a lot more to do with, as you said, be it public school or private school, you have to be in a lucky enough position as a kid to be in a family that's going to nurture education and your growth educationally and
you have to just be lucky enough to have the genes
that too. But I think as Nicky's pointed out in his situation, there's just, you know, some of these kids are in a family situation where that was never encouraged or even thought of as a thing that, like, even besides encouragement, it was just never thought of as like an option. Like, hey, I should study.
Now, I will say this: the kind of the program that Max and I work for, these are the kind of programs for these kinds of students to inspire them to want to do better in school. Mm-hmm. They're sort of havens for them away from maybe a poor situation at home.
In
this after school program, we sort of encourage through different fun ways, encourage them to do better in school. Give them a positive influence in their lives, you know. Mm-hmm. So these kinds of programs do help a little bit, but going off on tangents here. But
I think
private schools. Ultimately, if you go to private school, people are going to just be like, oh, you went to private school? I don't know. You don't want that on you.
That's not true. I have some friends that went at Berkeley that went to private school, and they're the most grounded people, and they're very aware of, you know, their privilege too, and like that they, and they're also very aware of the circumstances that other people have. And
I will say this, you know, sometimes I look at a movie like Dead Poets Society, or, you know, these kids go to these really good, nice prep schools or
Rushmore.
Yeah, and you just think it that could be kind of fun going to like a private boarding school, you know? I mean,
actually, Rushmore is a great example because the kid, you know, he was on a scholarship. I mean, it's not a good, it's not actually
right, but he's also he doesn't get good grades, right? Was that the whole idea?
Yeah.
Well, Scent of a Woman, actually, Chris O'Donnell's character is on a scholarship, actually.
All right.
Well, actually, Nikon, you brought something up in your opening statement where you said, if I knew my parents were paying this much, I would want to try to do better so that
I would just take it more seriously.
But do you think as a kid you would have been that?
I don't know.
Had that perspective to think about that?
As a kid, I had a lot of prefrontal lobe. I was probably 20 years behind on prefrontal lobe development. So that's why just every decision I made was.
When you were 16, you were 20 years behind.
Yes. Yes, I was negative 4 years
You're
old.
Negative four.
You
were...
No, it's probably like a parabolic thing. But anyway, I don't. So listen,
closing remarks. Let's just.
I don't really have. I like I said before at the top. Like I think libertarianism, this fetishization of libertarianism, that's especially taken hold of the Republican Party, but we don't need to go into politics. I think it's one of the worst things that's happened to American society. And I think what we see in the public versus private school, I don't even want to call it a debate, just what you see is an example of that. And it's the privilege and it's the people with opportunities basically taking their money and putting it into the places where only they have access to, and letting the rest of society fight for scraps. And that's essentially what we have in the public school system, I think.
Right.
It's also, I'm sorry, by the way, that was an argument.
Yeah, for, I'm no longer.
Okay.
We've made our points. I'm just being a person.
Well, I do want to say I do think, like, you know, it could have been fun going away to a boarding school.
You say that
sure.
from your perspective.
No. But... Look, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we went away for college, and that's good enough. You know, I'm just trying to romanticize the idea of going away to a private boarding school. It seems like an experience that might have been fun to have. I don't know. Look, yeah, in general, yes, public school, ideally you want your child to go to a public school, a good public school in a good area, right?
Right, but then now we're not really saying anything. It's like,
you're not really saying, but that is the point to bring up, though.
Anymore.
Is
this topic,
a public school?
I think you've made all the points. It's like, right. Yeah, it's we're in a. I mean, it's almost impossible to debate. It's like,
this is impossible.
Yes,
to
it's a broken system. It's depressing.
There's
and
a lot of
it's tragic, mm-hmm. and it needs funding and it needs attention. That it's not. There's no signs that it's going to get anytime soon.
And
it's
district
depressing. And what are we going to do?
I mean, here's an example of something that's really bad about the public school system in the LAUSD. Our AP English language teacher, who we kept in touch with even after college,
which shows that he was
tenured and he made a good salary as a teacher in high school. And in 2013, we were talking to him on the phone. This is a few years after college. And I said, so are you still at Grant, the high school we went to? And he said, no, I left. He's like, I'm just teaching at Cal State Northridge. Or he's just teaching in college.
He was a college
now.
Professor
he's
as
a
well.
College, he's like, I'm just teaching in college now. We're like, oh, why? He's like, my classes just became too overcrowded that
I became a babysitter.
I couldn't focus on any individual student. And it was like, why am I here? I'm not able to do my job effectively with this many students in my class. You know?
See, on paper, it sounds like, you know, it's a tragedy because one of the best teachers at the school left, and that school needed him more than anything, and he left. But in reality, he wasn't even able to exercise his strength as a teacher,
right?
Because the system had already shot him in the foot to begin with.
Yeah,
so
right.
Better to put those resources somewhere he can make more of an impact.
Sure. Right.
And that's the set. So yes, there's just a lot of things that need to be fixed in the system. What wins out is
love.
Maybe the debate shouldn't be public versus private.
Is a flower in your hair.
It shouldn't be public versus private. It should just be let's make education better in this country.
Yeah. The system. And you touched on it, just a little tidbit extra. You touched on it vaguely, was that the area you're in, to the district lines actually.
Yeah,
determine where
lines.
No, it does determine, yeah. Like for instance, Beverly Hills High School, I think, is technically a public school, but if you don't live within that district,
sure, right, exactly,
you're not able to go to that school. And generally, people who live in Beverly Hills are very wealthy, so
right.
That kind of and that's based on like a I think a lot of racism, actually, the way the district lines were.
Sure,
that's actually,
a whole,
you know?
Yeah,
that's a whole. Yeah. So that all goes into it as well. But anyway, there's a lot of problems in education, and we can all agree that a lot of it needs to be changed.
A lot of it needs to be changed, and I think the people at the top, not to be like conspiracy thinking, but I think it's in their best interests, the way they see it, because they see it as a zero-sum game. They want as much of the population to be undereducated as possible so that they can take advantage of them, as long as their kids have the resources they need. The way they see it is that their kids can outcompete everybody else even more easily, and they can control them.
support that.
I think they're incentivized to keep everybody else down.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's,
well, anyway, we'll end on that grim note.
Quick, just before we leave, so we end on just a lighter issue. What are your thoughts on Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom?
What's that have to do with the price of tea in China?
I liked it. I don't know. I don't remember. It's all a blur. All the three Indiana Joneses are kind of a blur to me. I like them all.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
Yeah. Why? What?
Is, well, like just Max and I think actually Temple of Doom, and this is not a popular opinion, we think it's the best one actually.
That's
and
the second one, right?
That's the second one. And my friend just said that he thinks it's the worst one of the four that have come out actually.
No. Nothing is worse than Crystal Skull. Are you kidding me? He's just saying that to piss you off.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm like, you can't believe it's worse than that. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to say.
Is that the one where he catches the date and he's like, bad dates? Or is that, that's Raiders of the Lost Ark? I think that's Raiders. That's Raiders. I know it's Raiders.
It's the one with, bad dates. Short Round.
Yeah, that's number two.
No, Temple of Doom's with, what's his name?
Ki-Hee Kwan.
Yeah, who just won the Oscar, which is just such a fantastic story.
It's a...
it is. You know, I'm happy for him because he's like...
You could,
I mean,
he's
I a really nice-seeming guy.
Do one of those speeches. Yeah, totally.
You
so
couldn't
humble
just...
And,
it couldn't
gracious.
Have happened to a better guy, right?
Seriously.
Or at least what Seriously. We know of him, actually. You know?
Nah, I'm sure he's not keeping kids in his basement or anything. Although you never know. He is a good actor, so...
Well, the only kid he's keeping is within himself because he seems to have the awe and enthusiasm of a child.
And that's what I like about him. And he's not keeping that kid in the basement of his soul.
Not anymore, at least.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Guys,
if
you like what you heard and saw today, make sure to subscribe on YouTube. And
hit that like button on this video.
And follow, rate, and review us on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us on.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Nikon.
And Nikon.
Well,
what? What? Do you always do it? Do you always... say the thank you part?
Oh, I usually say that at the end.
Okay. Well, you were just like, when is he going
to
say this?
Thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of Splitting Hairs with Max, Nikki, and Econ. Keep tuning in.
Yes, please.